This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Over the course of March, SCRAN will be dedicated to hearing from women working in the food and drink sector in Scotland. Join us to hear interesting conversations about women's experiences working in the food and drink industry in honour of International Women's Day. I'm Rosalind Erskine and this is SCRAN, celebrating women in the food and drink industry.
I'm Diana Thompson and I run Wine Events Scotland. How did you get into the industry? I guess it was an inquisitiveness instilled in me from an early age. My parents love wine, and growing up, I always remember the mystique of going down into the cellar we had, which was full of boxes and furniture or objects which would probably never get to see the light of day again. However, in the corner of this dark cellar was wine, and there was something mysterious about it. Most of it wasn't that old, but my dad was keen to tell me a little bit about each. As he'd say, each bottle had a story behind it. And somehow engulfed in this rather damp smell in the cellar, I was entranced in this magical, mysterious world. In my early 20s, I wanted to travel around the world and likewise was also keen to learn more about the wine industry. It was at a time when people were starting to sit up and take more notice of the new world and take these wines more seriously. The countries I wanted to go to were all new world wine producing countries, so I decided it was a great excuse to head off, have some fun, and learn what I could. I had an amazing time. I'd visit wineries wherever I could. I hitchhiked around a lot of South Africa and camped, which is a bit horrifying to look back on now for a female. New Zealand was also a great experience, and I remember visiting many wineries which were very small then, but which are now world famous, which is really exciting to see. I stayed and worked in California, and also a lovely boutique winery in Australia, working alongside a winemaker who really taught me a lot. How has the industry changed since you joined? The wine industry has, of course, changed since I joined. However, many of the people who are starting out at the same time as me in the early 90s are, of course, still in the industry. There are ups and downs, but it's the people who make it what it is. I strongly believe it's one of the friendliest industries there is, where people genuinely care about others and really support, encourage, and help each other. I'm sure whatever challenges are continually thrown at the industry, it will continue to be welcoming and friendly, and the people make it what it is. Wine producing countries and the wine producers are constantly developing for the best. Sustainability is a huge area they're working towards. Also, in the 90s, it was all about what happened in the winery. Whereas now, it's what happened in the vineyard which is important. And the winemakers are effectively custodians of the grapes, and it's a hands-off approach in many wineries where they're just overseeing a process whereby the wine is made as naturally as possible. In France, they use the word élevage, which is basically elevating the grapes into wine. What is my favourite career moment? This is probably not a classic achievement, but it was an opportunity I was given. My dad is a liveryman of the Vintners Company, and when I was 21, I was fortunate enough to become a freeman. At that time, women weren't allowed to become liverymen, which is when you're fully admitted into the company. Then in my early 30s, the Vintners decided to allow women into the livery, and I was honoured to be the first female to be admitted into this wonderful, worshipful company of Vintners. What advice would I give to someone looking to get into the industry? The advice I was given was don't get into this industry. Perhaps that's what made me do it. However, it's not the advice I'd give others. I'd definitely encourage others to get into this industry. Travel if you can, get experience in as many areas as you can to find out what really interests you most, and enjoy learning. This is an industry where you're constantly learning. It's fascinating, forever developing, and it's a wonderful industry to be in with some really special people who become lifelong friends.